This episode is sponsored by Hulu. The reality queen herself, Lisa Vanderpump, has a new home on Hulu and has teamed up with them to bring you the newest, most exciting reality series yet, Vanderpump Villa. In an escape to the French countryside, Lisa and her staff work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. The series offers first-class luxury with world-class drama. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
Really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years, I gave her her fish, yeah. I gave her a first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I kid. But I feel worthless because my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface because what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
I felt the rush like a rolling ball of thunder, spinning my head around and taking my body under.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fuck the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light skin girls are loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz, whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I could rap. But that came second to me moving his crack. Give me a second, I swear. I would say about my rap career. To 96 came, I'm here. Goodbye.
I felt the rush. Like a rolling ball of thunder, spinning.
adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. And you in a drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, there's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drop and to find a man, when the well dries up, you learn the worth of water. Without work, you thirst, you die, yep. And niggas get tired of a product, the little brothers ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with, till I decided to try this rap for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I've made, every sister I've played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody fault. I made the decisions I made, this is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. You love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
Oh, goodness, goshes, golly, oh my. What is up, folks? It's So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your buddy Ryan, and we're coming at you on... Oh my God, we're January 2nd. We're 2 days into this year. Oh my God, I've wasted a whole day already. But here's the deal, folks. I wasn't even going to release an episode today, but then Sophie was like, let's release an episode. And I was like, okay, let's release an episode. So we got a quick episode where we're just being goofy as heck. And we're talking about the past week. We're talking about the holidays. How was your New Year's? We get to set the clock back and we get to go back to zero, and this year can be whatever we make of it. Now, this is going to be a really quick intro and a quick episode. When I say that, it's just a quick hour, but usually I like to do the godfather of podcasts and do 3 hours, usually every day, 5 days a week. But today, I went to the most beautiful wedding this weekend. This was about the second time I've been to a wedding on New Year's Eve, and it was just beautiful. These two of my friends that just gorgeous, and everybody was so nice, and it was so fun, and I was so lucky to be here, and especially after spending the holidays with my family, and I'm going to go back and see my family again. I'm going to catch you guys up on all of my personal stuff later in the week. But let me give you a little update on what this week will be. I'm going to be doing more of the Real Housewives of Miami recaps, which I started last Thursday. I did the first two episodes, and I'm telling you, this Real Housewives of Miami season, this is why I love Housewives. It's getting back to basics. And when I say basics, I mean insanity. It is just pure insanity, but also celebrates these women and the friendships they have and the fights they have. But and know what's great is that Lenny Hochstein, he's creepy as hell. Lisa's husband that cheats on her. But other than that, I don't have to worry about Lisa going to jail for like 10 years like I do with Jen Shaw, or potentially, you know, Erica Jane's husband, like taking down the whole legal system of Los Angeles. I hope your 2023 is going to be great. I hope mine is too. Thank you for starting the year with me, and let's make this the best one yet. I really, really appreciate you guys always showing up for me. And I do say it every time because it is never lost on me how lucky I am to have you guys. Even I was playing the Jay-Z song, which I played many times, that mashup with the Frankie Valli mashup in there. And I play that just because it makes me happy. And I wanted to start off the year with a song that makes me happy. And somebody had wrote in the Facebook group. There's a Facebook group, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. Go join it if you want. Somebody was talking about them dancing with their daughter to the beginning mashup. And I was like, oh my God, don't let her listen to any of the other where I like use curse words. But I thought that was just such a great moment that I just loved, of like two, like a mom and a daughter dancing to a mashup before this silly man's podcast. It made my heart feel so, so great. I'm going to give you an update on my mom, like I said, and there's been a lot of stuff family related that I will keep you updated on. I'm not really wanting to go into it right now. Because I got to catch an airplane very early in the morning. And so I'll catch you up on that later in the week. But everybody, thank you for reaching out. And also, I did so many cameos this last week, and each one of them really touched me. Like, a lot of them were pep talks. And I was like, me giving a pep talk? I took the Erica Jane underpants. I brought them with me, and I had the, I'm like out in public waving around the Tom Girardi underwear, these red underwear. Remember that we won at auction, and I was waving them around in these cameos, giving pep talks. This is just truly not how I thought my life would go at all, but I feel insanely lucky that I get to do this. We're going to jump right into this. If you do like the show, as I always say, what helps the show is leaving 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or even supporting our sponsors. Today, we have another great sponsor that, go check it out. You know, if you like it, sign up for it, or just go check it out with the product code. That kind of stuff really helps shows like these. I was talking to Meditza and Sandra, who work with me over text. I was talking with them over text. And here's the goal this year, you guys. If you listen to those Home Alone recaps I did with Annabelle DeSisto, was it 2 weeks ago now, where we did like 4 days of Home Alone recaps? We brought up, I think, in the third part that I Google alert my name because, listen, I'm a narcissist, I guess, and it's nice to see when the podcast pops up, but there is another Ryan Bailey out there who is a gay porn star that is just crushing it right now. Like, this Ryan Bailey is in the Google alerts all the time. And I used to be like, I'm in it a fair amount, but this guy is killing it. This porn star Ryan Bailey. And so now every time I get a Google alert, it's all about him. And it looks like he's at the top of his field. But here's the deal. This is the year where I beat the gay porn star Ryan Bailey in Google alerts. We got to get me having more Google alerts than Ryan Backdoor Bailey, which I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of any Ryan Bailey that's out in the world doing amazing things. And it seems like he truly is something very special. We will probably have him on the podcast at some point this year. So Ryan, you have set a high bar, and I'm going to try to reach that high bar. Also, I will share this about my mom. I'm like 30 away. I'm like 30 followers away from 60,000 followers on Instagram. And it just, like, listen, at this point, who knows if it'll ever happen. But my mom, I've told you, my mom keeps track of it. Like, she'll be like, you had a good week on Instagram this week. I saw your follower. She keeps track of my follower count. She's like, she told me, she goes, it would have been really nice if you could have entered the year with 60,000. I go, yeah. Mom. Guess I'm starting the year off on the wrong foot, Mom. So for Becky Bailey, let's just follow me from all your fake accounts. Let's get me to 60K this week. It would be great. Actually, this is not even funny. This actually just popped up on my phone. But I guess I'll say it because Jeremy Renner has been in an accident. Actor Jeremy Renner from the Avengers, he is in a ski accident? Oh my goodness. This is actually not a joke. This just popped up on my feed right now. He's in critical but stable condition. Let's see what else it says here. It says it was a weather-related accident, and he is receiving excellent care. I guess he was plowing snow near his home on Sunday and is currently hospitalized. His condition is critical but stable. So good. Okay, good. That's good. We don't want to start off the year with anybody hurt, especially Jeremy Renner. If you are fans of the show from the very beginning, I think the second episode I did, we had a whole Jeremy Renner segment. Because do you remember when Jeremy Renner used to have an app? It was called the Jeremy Renner app. And it was like a social media app that he created about himself. I know you think I'm making this up, you guys, but remember, pop culture is like that. It is so weird that it seems like I'm making it up half the time, but all the things that I say, sadly, are true. Like, I posted that Instagram this week of, once again, the Jaden Smith story of him wearing the all-white Batman outfit to Kanye and Kim's wedding. People don't believe that's true, but these things actually happen. Jeremy Renner had a social media app, but most importantly, we wish that Jeremy has a speedy recovery. So sorry, that just came on my phone, so I wanted to get that to you. So we're going to do the Miami recap. I believe on Tuesday we'll have a Salt Lake recap. I love those Salt Lake recaps I did last week, and I'm really loving the Miami ones as well. But then we got a special surprise for you this week, too. We have a two-part look back at the year in pop culture and Bravo of 2022. And you've probably heard like a lot of look backs from this past year, but you haven't heard it from me and my special guest. And I think you're going to really like it because it is just so fun to look back at everything that has happened this past year. And then next week, we go back to interviews, baby. We got so many cool things planned. Remember, I have that show coming up with Sarah Galley from Andy's Girls on January 5th. So go sign up for that on her webpage. I think it's like $12. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's kind of like we're pre-gaming for Jen Shaw's verdict that will be on January 6th, which me and Sophie actually talk about today. So do that. I think there's a chance we might actually even go live. On the Jen Shaw trial, but I'll give you more information as we get closer to that. And also finally, we have a Patreon. If you really do like the show, join up for the Patreon. It's like $5 a month. You get access to over 300 shows now, but I wanted to wish a very happy birthday to one of our patrons who sent me a message on Patreon, and I wanted to shout him out. This is a great message. He says, "Dear Ryan, thank you so much for the holiday card." Oh my God, did you guys see the holiday card Meditza made? I'm so proud of it. It's on Instagram. He writes, "It's much nicer than the one sent to me by my veterinarian and dentist. Those are two different people. It's not like a dentist who dabbles in veterinary or vice versa. Since I've been a baddie, you've provided me with hours of hilarious and inappropriate humor." Oh, I definitely agree with the inappropriate. Also, a few truly heartfelt ones as well. "Keep up the good work well into 2023. And he says his birthday is December 31st, which I know this is January 2nd. Darren, but I'm wishing you a very happy birthday right now. Here is your shout out, buddy. And thank you so much for being on the Patreon. And thank you so much to you guys. This is just a general all around shout out for you guys to have the best year ever. Let's get into Sophie right now. And then we will go much deeper into a lot of other pop culture stories this week. More Bravo, more everything. But that's it, you guys. Happy 2023. Let's make this the best year yet. I swear to God, I mean that. That's not even just me being cheesy. Let's really try to make this the best year yet. And I'm almost gone a day without Diet Coke. So dreams do come true. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. Oh, and just so you're aware, me and Sophie both had a little bit of glitches in our internet service. So there's a couple times where we're not hearing you'll notice it. It's not that bad, but I just wanted to let you know there's a couple times our internet went out, so there would be pauses before we would respond to each other. Just letting you guys know a little behind the scenes info. Okay, here it is. Happy flipping New Year's, you guys. Welcome to 2023. I didn't even think we were going to be doing this today, but we got a pro with us, as always, who was like, "Yeah, I'll record." And I was like, "How dare you? No, I'll record." You know her from the hit podcast So True with Sophie Ross, which just wrapped up its second season. We'll find out when the third season starts. But of course, you can follow all her writing at her Substack, which you can find on the show description. But make sure you check out that podcast. But we got to get into this because at this point, when I talk to Sophie every 2 weeks, now it's just kind of like I'm talking to a friend, like, "Did you hear about the Kardashian Christmas party?" And I just need her thoughts on everything. So welcome back, Sophie Ross. Happy New Year.
Hi, HNY.
What is that? Oh, that's what the kids are saying. Happy New Year, HNY.
HNY, everyone. I was just telling Ryan was like, "You look nice."
I think she looks, she's in a blue nice thing with a necklace.
A blue night. I'm wearing like a sweater. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll be like, "Yeah, she looks like fine."
I'm like, so sorry. I said she looks nice, and she's like, "Oh."
I was like, "I haven't showered since last year," and probably by the time you're listening to this, I still haven't showered since last year because I'm really tired. I might just go the whole day without showering. But
you don't look like you need a shower. I can't smell you from here, but you look like you're fine. Is your boyfriend or his parents encouraging a shower by any stretch?
We had a fun day yesterday. We went out to brunch and we like did a little shopping, went to watch some college football at a friend's house. And then at night we were just like in bed. at midnight. So
you, I mean, it's great. You've turned into my parents. You have turned into my parents already. And you are only, I mean, God, I always forget your age, but you're probably like late 20s, whatever you are. You're already my parents' age.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm turning 26 this year.
I'm turning 30. So it's really sad. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys, and just so you know, if you hear a difference in my voice, it's because I've lost all will to live. I'm on my first 18 hours of no Diet Coke, and it's, I'm having flop sweats. Yeah. No Diet Coke because, and I'm going to try to stop the vaping, but the Diet Coke's first. So the Diet Coke is going well so far, except I just lost all will to live. But I think that's part of resolutions.
Well, I'm proud of you. Oh yeah. It'll feel like that. I mean, it wasn't Diet Coke for me. It was literally, you know, it was vaping.
Yeah.
I act like I'm so like clean now. I'm like, yeah.
What does vape sobriety feel like, Sophie? Is it worth it?
I have never felt healthier and glowing.
Yeah, maybe that's why I said she looked nice, you guys. Maybe it was like the pure skin. You should actually do like a book on quitting vaping about like a girl your age.
I'm thinking of starting like a fitness account. I don't work out, but it's just going to be like, I don't vape. So I'm the healthiest person alive.
Yeah, New Year's wedding, which is like ballsy, but it was so beautiful. They had a brass band and they had like beignets and the best food of all. Like, I mean, it's just the best food down here. Mm. Everybody's so nice. No, it's really, really awesome. I wish I had more time to spend down here. But and then the Christmas holiday was.
Did you watch Real World New Orleans?
Of course I did. Of course.
Remember they would be like in the intro, it was like, we in the NOLA, baby.
NOLA, baby. Yeah.
NOLA, baby. Actually, me and my friend that used to be obsessed with the Real World New Orleans, and we'd always be like, we in the NOLA, baby. We were on like our apartment rooftop years ago, and Jimmy from Real World New Orleans was there. And then we started texting. We were like, yeah, we should hang out soon. Jimmy, do you remember Jimmy's Southern girl that dated Knight who passed away?
Oh my God. These remember? Are like totally, well, now I do, but I haven't thought about that in forever.
Anyway, most people haven't, which is probably why she was like surprised that someone recognized her. But anyway, oh my God, I'm so ADD. No,
it's good. It's good. Well, okay. So New Year's was great. Hopefully New Year's, you got into bed early with H. So that was great for you. I didn't get to watch CNN or anything like last year, but this CNN is just tanking. They wouldn't let Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper drink. And I know a lot of people give Andy Cohen a hard time, but I mean, come on, let the man drink. Ryan Seacrest is such a flipping narc. He complained about it. And then everybody on CNN can't drink.
It was really a strange choice. People are saying it's because CNN has become more left or less left wing and more right leaning. And that's why they're like, no fun allowed. I don't know. But even my boyfriend, even H, who is he's like not at all interested in pop culture or like celebrities. He's like, I love watching Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper drunk. He was like,
yes,
sucks. Like everyone loved watching them drunk. And I'm like, I didn't even know you cared about like Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen culture, but he does.
It's such a simple thing. Let the fuckers drink. It's so easy.
That was the reason we didn't watch it last night. We were like, well, it's going to be boring and sober.
I know. And what does that say about us as a society where I'm like, well, if they're not drinking, I'm not watching. Like I refuse.
I have been having a lot of ruminations about the culture that we have, where a lot of influencers that we follow, a lot of it is like glorifying binge drinking, which in general is not a good thing to glorify. But well,
think about Summer House, think about Winter House, think about all of Bravo. That I mean, Vanderpump Rules is going on its 10th season this February.
Binge drinking is so bad for you. It's such a slippery slope. It's such a dangerous lifestyle to promote. And I feel like so many of these, like they're not even 20 something influencers, like 30 something influencers are always talking about blacking out and being hungover. I'm like, that's the life you want to. I mean, it's like, it's not my life. I'm not judging, but like, it's just interesting what gets promoted these days. I hate being hungover more than anything.
Because it gets worse as you get older, folks. This is no big secret. It gets worse as you get older. And it's ridiculous.
Never worth it. It's
never
worth it.
Follow this girl.
I love like a cocktail. Like we've been making really good hot chocolate. Boozy hot
toddies. Do you make hot toddies? Are you about to do an Erica?
No.
I make a hot toddy.
Hot chocolate. You know the hot chocolate bombs that you drop them in like hot water or hot milk and they like melt and there's like marshmallows in the middle? There are peppermint ones and we put Kahlua and Godiva liqueur. And I love a good cocktail, but I'm not like ripping shots because I want to enjoy.
Wait. Ryan, you're not going to be able to find this audio clip, but literally a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, it was literally me and Sophie talking about ripping shots and throwing up in a sink in a bathroom in New York. So the growth that we've seen Sophie go through is, but no, we both follow.
And you know this. Now, look out for my fitness Instagram.
No, who's that girl we follow that follows us? Ariel Lore. She has a podcast.
Yeah.
And she quit drinking a while ago. And she, like, I always look at her Instagram and it's like, I want that kind of life. She's always like making like matcha and doing like beach walks and journaling and all of these great things. And I'll like sit there and just like lay in bed and watch like 8 episodes of mine in a row. And this is 2023. I'm growing. Damn it. I'm growing.
It always makes me, and I was tweeting about this recently, that like I'll wake up at 10 a.m. and I'll look at Instagram stories and everyone, it's like posted 5 hours ago. It's like people going on like morning walks and like at the farmer's market. And it always makes me feel like the biggest piece of shit.
Yes.
And I cannot be a morning person no matter how hard I try. Like even like just because I've been staying at my boyfriend's parents' house. I'm not going to be sleeping all day, but I'm like, I want one day where I can lay in bed until 1 p.m. Like, that's my favorite thing to do.
You talked about 2 weeks ago. You said about you wanting to be a morning person. You said you had reached out on Twitter for advice. And I'm like, some of us are just not chemically made to be morning people. And that's okay. It's just the burden that we have to carry throughout our lives. But those morning people really rub it in your face.
Yeah. Our society has glorified being a morning person. It makes, you know, people who aren't morning people feel a sort of shame, but it's really our circadian rhythms. It's moral of the story is it's not my fault and nothing ever is my fault.
well, this is not your fault either, but congratulations goes out to Brody Jenner. You guys, Brody Jenner just announced today he is going to be having his first child with girlfriend Tia Blanco.
Okay. I haven't really been keeping up with him, which is crazy because I used to really keep up with him and Caitlin Carter.
Well, but that wasn't that the thing was that he didn't want a kid with Caitlin and then Caitlin ended up having a kid and now he's going to be a dad.
Look, Caitlin has a bunch. I think she's pregnant with her second or maybe just, I don't know. I need to keep up with her also.
Well, but that's just good news to start off 2023.
She's married to, the Brock Collection. If you've heard of the brand Brock Collection, the guy behind it.
Okay. Is that Sheena's husband? I'm Brock. What's going on? It's me, Brock Davies. Hey, it's me, Brock.
The Brock Collection.
Wait. Sheena texted me over the holidays and goes, hey, just wanted you to know this is the 2-year anniversary of you leaking my baby's name. I was like, oh my God, you won't let this go ever, will you?
Wait, you won't let it go.
Thinking about waking up at your parents' house and you getting like text messages from Sheena. And I was like, oh no, you're still mad? Like,
what?
Oh, wait. When is the third season of So True starting? February?
It's to be determined.
Okay, TBD.
Yeah, it's TBD, you guys, because I have been extremely, extremely stretched thin. I just started my new full-time job a few months ago.
Oh, yes. How's that going?
And it's going great. I love my new job. It's going great. But yeah, it's been very, very, very busy, especially because I work in full-time. It's fashion retail, and it's been Black Friday, the holidays. It's the biggest shopping time of the year is this time of year, like Christmas, the holidays. So like, I've just been so, so busy. And so I'm excited to take like a little break.
The last place you worked at, I think you've told what that last place was, right? You've mentioned that last place, but it was called lingerie, but always, I would always love, because I would, I had like, I signed up for Adore Me to support Sophie. And then on like February, I was like, is she writing the copy for these crotchless underwear? Like, I was like, is this Sophie writing the crotchless underwear? I was like, this sounds like Sophie's wording. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically I'm a full-time copywriter, which means I write marketing copy for brands. I work for a different brand now, but the one I worked for before was a lingerie brand. And Ryan got an email that was like, crotchless panties. And he was like, you wrote this, didn't you? And I was like, yeah. How'd you know?
Okay. You know what I've been obsessed with? And this is so dark, actually. What a dark left turn. But they caught the guy, allegedly, that did the Idaho murders that I've been fixated on watching TikTok.
We've been talking about this nonstop.
Nonstop.
First of all, before they even, like, 2 weeks ago, we've been talking about this show, and he ended up being caught in Pennsylvania.
2,400 miles away. 2,400 miles away from the actual murders. And the guy, his name's Brian Koberger. He allegedly committed these murders, and he's a criminology PhD student. Like, but it all lines up. And if you, like, if you guys go on TikTok and you just say Idaho murders, it'll get into your algorithm and nonstop stories about what a creep this guy is. He's denying that he's doing this, but he's not fighting extradition charges back to Idaho. So that's going to happen on Tuesday.
It's so crazy. And everyone is wondering what exactly the evidence is. They're clearly still building the case. It was enough to charge him and arrest him. And all of these details aren't for us to know yet. Like, they need to build the case. But from what I've gathered, he is extremely creepy. He was following, now there are a bunch of like fake Instagram accounts associated with him, but like his original Instagram account that people found before the story really blew up, he was following all of these like random accounts. And then the three girls that were murdered, those were the only like normal people, like individuals accounts that he was following, which was so creepy. I looked at it myself, and yeah, from what I've gathered, it was a really brutal crime scene, obviously. And it's really
sad
story. They were 20 and 21 years old.
I mean, can you, and they were out on a Saturday night, like we all were. They probably had a bunch of drinks with their friends. They got their leftover, they got their fast food on the way home on a Saturday night. And like, this guy was allegedly in the woods, just stay and probably had been stalking them for a while and planning this murder for a while. But the fact that he's a criminology student is so gross when you put those things together of wanting to know he was studying the mind of a killer, and somewhere that went grossly wrong. But also just watching TikTok, it's interesting. And I was wanting to get your opinion because you actually do write about facts and you put things together, I think, in a smarter way than you go on TikTok. And it's like, my name's Randy. This is a fake account I found from Brian. It has to be him. He must, like, it's all this bullshit information that it's hard to decipher what is real and what is fake, because now everybody thinks they're Barbara Walters, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Walters. Yeah. Everyone thinks they're Alexis. What's Alexis's name from?
Bellino.
Alexis Bellino.
Right, she's talking about OC. Remember when she did the morning shows, you guys? Yeah. She wanted to be a newscaster.
Everyone thinks they're Megan K. Edmonds these days. But by the way, I feel like the Wi-Fi is maybe either we're both like in places that we're usually not. And I feel like just both of our Wi-Fis combined are not the best right now. So there might be sound issues. But
I'm having a great time regardless.
Yeah, same. But so like there were a lot of like, I didn't fall into the rabbit hole enough to know exactly who these people are, but a lot of people that these internet sleuths were like accusing prematurely, obviously.
Yes.
And these random people, I know there was one whose tweet kind of went viral the other day where he was like, I'll take my apology now or whenever. Like, I'll take all of my apologies. And all of the comment replies were like, I'm so sorry that you had to go through this. Like, it was like a witch hunt.
Well, there was a live stream at the food truck, and there was like a guy in a hoodie called Hoodie Guy. And they were saying he looked creepy behind him in the live stream with the two girls. And I was like, oh my God, this guy had nothing to do with the murders. And we all sat there and called him a creepy looking hoodie guy. And you know, like, Dude, I'm like, if you saw me down a street, you would probably be like, that's a creepy big guy. Like, I would hate to be falsely accused and then to realize everybody thinks you look really creepy. And you're just like, that's my favorite hoodie. I don't know. I'm awkward in public.
You're like, that's just my face.
I know that. Well, and then you see this Brian Koberger guy and I'm like, this guy looks creepy. I think we can all agree this guy looks creepy.
Yeah. And I actually was nervous because he had an ethnically ambiguous last name and also a very ethnic nose. And I was like, I hope he's not Jewish.
No.
I hope he's not Jewish.
Oh.
He's not Jewish, you guys. He's not Jewish. His middle name
finally, is something good is happening for Jewish people this year.
A win for the Jews.
Well, another win. We haven't heard from Kanye in a couple of weeks, so I'm really thankful for that. I did want to get your opinion on what I think was like one of the weirdest Kardashian holiday parties of all time. And it's so dumb because now they're photoshopping each other into their own pictures when they're supposedly at the same party. There's a rumor Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble have broken up, which is, Corey, I don't know how he's going to find work. Nice. It's hard out there. But I mean, these holiday parties, it just doesn't even look fun anymore. It doesn't look aspirational. It doesn't look fun. It looks awkward. The photoshopping is so bad. Yes.
I just feel like our culture has shifted so much into like, just, you don't have to go out all the time. You don't have to dress up all the time. You can stay home. You don't have to get fillers or you don't have to wear makeup. You can just be natural and whatever. And it just doesn't look appealing anymore. And also, not to mention, you know, the different economic climate that we're in. Like, it's not something that people care about anymore, but that photo was bizarre. But it's also, and I feel like one of them tried to post like to prove that they were all in the photo together, which I don't think proved anything because they were all probably posing there, but then they chose the one, like if Chloe looked best in this photo, they cropped her and then they would crop the best photo of each of them to put, and it's not the first time they've done that. They've clearly done that.
And then if you look at the feet, you can see like half of Kendall's foot has disappeared. Like they're always cutting off like phalanges and little toes and stuff like that. And then you see these kids, the flipping kids are running around. And I'm like, what are you setting up for these kids? Like, what are you setting up for their whole lives? They're young and they have to deal with this. And it's all only going to take one Kardashian kid to ruin this. And my bet's on Mason. I hope this kid, because, oh my God, that's what. Did you listen to the Angie Martinez podcast with Kim Kardashian? Did you listen to that podcast?
No, I didn't listen to it, but I saw I'm sorry. That was so rude. My response was like, no, of course I didn't.
It's the same face that she made when I said she looked nice. She was like, oh, I didn't even shower today. No, but so
I love this, but like, tell me about it.
Okay. Well, this is what I want your opinion on is that she says, and we talked about it last week on the show, because I was so like, I'm trying to be empathetic towards, because, you know, Kim has a big life and Kanye, but she says, the kids don't know anything about their father. I want it to be where I can play his music in the car and it's all happy. And I control, like, I know their teachers at school. I know what they talk about on the playground. I keep it. So they will thank me for this one day. They have no clue what is going on. And I know for the young ones, sure. But at a certain point, these kids are going to know. And I just know I don't have any kids. So I don't know what it's like to be a parent, but I just imagine this is going to bite Kim in the ass big time one day, because they know their dad. They've probably seen their dad manic before. And I just felt like going through this extreme Truman Show-esque life to paint this false reality for the kids is cute, but at a certain point, it's going to get really bad.
I understand wanting to protect them as much as she can. Like, I respect that. It's obviously not realistic because you don't know what North's friends are talking to her about every second of the day. There's only so much that the teacher can monitor.
Like the teachers are wearing wires and Kim's listening to I feel like there's going to be like that Megan movie, the robot friend movie that's coming out January 5th that I really want to see with the creep. So, like Megan is going to, so Megan, that girl, Megan's probably North's best friend, like a robot that Kim can program.
Oh my God. Someone needs to make like a trailer for that, because I would watch that. But I'm also excited for
I'll be your friend forever, M3, North.
M3gen. I'm excited. But yeah, I mean, she's doing what she can to protect them, which I can't, you know, talk shit about that. Like, I respect that.
Yeah.
Again, it's probably just not the most realistic thing. And they know as much as they can that they are famous. Like, you see that when they're, you know, when they're walking, there's paparazzi, they're like, stop. Oh my God. And you've seen on the show, like, the kids being like, why do the paparazzi follow us? And they're like, and Kim's like,
yeah, well, North mommy is aware.
Yeah. And Kim's like, well, mommy is really talented. Like, said that as a joke. And I was like,
yeah, oh, well, one time mommy met Ray J.
When mommy met Ray J. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's going to be tough no matter what. I don't envy them as much as it would look nice to be like, oh my God, you're a Kardashian child. You have everything you could ever want at your fingertips forever. I probably wouldn't trade my upbringing for that.
Well, no, not at all. I don't think it's aspirational anymore. In 2023, you predicted this for a long time, but I was talking about this. I really do think there is going to be some sort of financial collapse with at least one of the Kardashian girls. Like, I just feel like it's like you've always said Kylie and her business practices with the makeup and stuff like that. Things were coming down the pike. Do you still think that could be a possibility?
Wait, do I still think what could be?
You were talking about, like, remember, like, Kylie and her business practices. What up, Dad?
I just texted him. Okay, wait, sorry. Say that again.
No, Kylie and her business practices. You have always said that like something bad is going to happen eventually financially. And what I always think, yeah, one of them will be in financial ruins at a certain point. Or do you think they're so insulated and protected that they are never at risk anymore of losing their fortune?
I don't think that they're at risk of losing their fortune. I think that with the amount of money that they've made over the years, especially when I found out what Kim makes in royalties from the sex tape is like 150K a month, like forever, basically. It was something like that. I don't know if I'm getting my facts wrong, but I heard that and I was like, okay, if you're, no matter what you do, I'm like, why does she even bother working? I would just be like, 150K a month forever. Okay.
Well, did you see like Northwest is already worth $34 million? Northwest. Yeah.
But also Sutton Strack makes 300K a month in alimony. So like you could say that that's
Well, that's because she owns two minor league baseball teams, Sophie. I say, are you kidding me? I work hard on my ballet company. Oh, wait, are you watching Salt Lake this season?
Wait, we need to go back to the Kardashians, because what I was going to say was that if they've invested well, they'll be fine for life. I think the issue is that their lifestyles are so expensive to maintain, the security, like the houses, the estates, whatever it is. It's just, it's all so expensive that like, I think there might be a point where it's going to be tough for them to keep up because their relevancy is like, you know, just going down and down and down by the year. And I mean, they're always going to be relevant. And I think that the new generation is going to, like, they're definitely grooming them, not grooming in a creepy way. I mean, you could argue it is, but I mean, like, they're prepping the kids to be the next generation to keep up the relevancy forever. But I don't know. Their lifestyles are just so expensive that it's like, it might get tough out there. I don't know. Chris took Kylie.
How do you trust the security? How do you trust all the security though? Like one of these guys, like you just like, I don't know how you would trust all these people to protect your life security wise. There's bound to be one creepy guy they hire that is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Like, how do you entrust, you know, I don't know. It's just so weird to me. Moving on though, January 6th is right around the corner. And not only is that, of course, that thing that happened in Washington, but it's also going to be Jen Shah's, she's going to get sentenced.
You guys, today's podcast is sponsored by our good friends at Rocket Money. Now, Rocket Money is a product that I actually use. I talked about it last week as well, and I'm so psyched that they are back with us again this week. Now, you are in a new year, and you gotta have goals in your new year. And a lot of people's new goals, myself included, is to manage my money better, to have an actual budget, to budget better, to save money. And that is where Rocket Money comes in handy. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80%, this is actually fascinating. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. I do this all the time. Like, you know, a streaming service you bought to watch just one show on, and that free trial that you forgot to cancel, so they keep charging you and you just don't know about it. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Guys, that's as far as my brain works, just clicking buttons, and that's why Rocket Money is so dang easy. Simply find the subscription you don't want, and all you have to do is press cancel. And then Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will cancel it for you. No more long hold times with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth. Get this, over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, and it saves the average person up to $720 a year. Now, they helped me cancel my Entertainment Weekly, which actually even went out of business. They helped me cancel, well, they reminded me that I have True TV, which I signed up for to interview a guest. They reminded me that I have Disney Plus. It really goes through and it makes you think about each thing that you have and if you like it and need it in your life still. So it's so useful. It's one of those things that you're going to be shocked about how many things that you didn't know you have. In fact, I have so many like editing, well, like, cause I make all of the memes, you guys. And so there's all of these like, things that I'll pay like $5 a month to help. Like there's like Meme Maker or, like things that'll like Frametastic and all of these apps, but they cost money. And then I forget that I sign up for them and that I'm paying for them on a monthly basis. And so this is so easy. It lays it out right there for you on an app. So far, I've saved a couple $100 and I'm hoping to save a lot more this year. So stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/sobad. That's rocketmoney.com/sobad. rocketmoney.com/sobad. That'll also be in the show description as well, but always just go check it out. Just click on it. See if it's something worthwhile to you. But I know on this one, it actually very much is.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
On January 6th, unless something gets postponed again, are you watching this season? I think you've watched like here and there, but it's a mess of a season. Did you read any of the victim impact statements?
You keep asking me, you're like, have you been watching Salt Lake City?
Sometimes it's like we talk every, like, it's like when we talked every week, I don't have a good memory anymore. So then 2 weeks ago, it's hard to remember exactly what we talked about.
It's so funny because you're like, I think you maybe watched here. And so, I'm like, no, I've been watching.
Have you heard of this? Do you have a television?
So it's been boring. It was boring. It finally got
weird
with the black eye. It's been very chaotic. I couldn't really tell you what's going on, but it's been chaotic and fun to watch.
What do you fucking think about the black eye?
They're never going to tell us. Which pisses me off. I know that Bravo does that where they get you excited for something in the previews that ends up being a nothing burger. I hate that word. I'm sorry. But like, you know, they do that. But I think insinuating that there was an assault and Heather insinuating that she got assaulted, because if someone did assault you, you need to tell everyone so that person can be held accountable. If you didn't get assaulted and you just like fell while you were drunk, that's really messed up to insinuate that you got assaulted. So either way, it's frustrating for the viewer and it's not playing out, I feel like, how they want it to play out, where we're like, oh my God, it's so scintillating. It's like,
well, that's it exactly. What you just said, for the viewer, it's frustrating for the viewer. It's not entertaining. Like, don't set us up. And we already dealt with this with Kathy Hilton in the flipping Sprinter van or whatever. Yeah. And like, that was like pseudo exciting to a degree, but now it's over it. And then Heather Gay on an after show goes, well, maybe I'll reveal it in my book that's coming out. And I'm like, F you, that you should be kicked off a show for that.
Apparently they talk about still not knowing what happened on Ultimate Girls Trip.
Wait, there's cameras everywhere. How do people not know? And all these theories, it's like the flicking Idaho murder thing. They're like, oh, that's bad. That's bad Botox. She Botoxed herself. Or, and by the way, how easy is it to say, oh, I fell off the bed because I was wasted and I hit my eye on the, like, I mean, it's going to be the easiest answer ever. But also, Jen Shah is a criminal. So of course, we're going to also think she's involved, even if she isn't involved. Did you read those victim impact statements? It's dark as hell what she did.
It's extremely dark. And again, I've said this before, it feels personal to me as someone with a grandparent with dementia who does sometimes fall for those phone calls. I know that people have been like, why are you excited? Why are people excited for Jen Shah to go to prison? I'm excited for Jen Shah to go to prison. I think she's a horrible person. And it's finally time that she faces consequences for her actions because she has ruined lives. And
yes.
And yeah, and so I don't feel bad. I do feel bad for her, you know, innocent children. We don't know if Coach Shah was involved. I know that's something may...
Yeah, there were some text messages sent like Coach is going to... There was all this, the Southern District released all this information, and there was a couple text exchanges to Stu from Jen saying that Coach will coach us on what we need to say and what we can't say. So who knows what that exactly means, but yeah, like guys, she was the top of the pyramid. Yeah. Like she was the top. She knew exactly what was going on. And then she knew she was being investigated and she still chose to go on TV and keep doing this and then try to hide, get people to delete emails, text messages, throw away computers. She was very aware and was in on a cover up. So she requested 3 years. They're asking for 10 years. I feel like they'll probably give her somewhere in the 8 year thing, but she's definitely going away for at least 5.
I think they're going to give her the maximum. I think they will. Personally, that's my prediction.
Okay. So we'll find out January 6th. And they also, the Bravo docket was on those two ladies that are lawyers who are amazing. And they said, Jen will be able to talk. She will be able to answer for her crimes. And I'll be curious because we still haven't seen on the show where she changes her plea. Like, we don't know what excuse she's going to use because the sentencing report on the defense side reads like fiction, where it's like she ran with a bad crowd in New York after her father died, and it doesn't really seem to take a lot of personal responsibility at all.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, like, how are you going to plead guilty and then also not take responsibility? That's what they say you have to do. To plead guilty, you have to be like, I am pleading guilty because I take responsibility. As, I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know exactly.
Yes, you will be eventually, but not yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not a lawyer yet.
Yet. My girl's a lawyer.
Yeah, my girl's lawyer. But I'm excited to watch that play out. And I'm excited for her to go to prison. And I'm sorry if that... Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Wait, why are you sorry? She actually committed a crime. Like, I mean, you don't have to be excited, but like she deserves what she's going to get.
I've seen a faction of Housewives Twitter, and including people that I respect, and I respect their opinions usually, being like, it's so, those of you who are like excited for Jen Shah to go to prison are so weird. And I'm like, I think it's weird to not be excited about her going to prison because I sympathize more with her victims.
Well, I also like go like, hey, Bravo, get your acting gear and get cameras down there. Like that would be more interesting than some of this season is so far. Like show us and the season that's playing. Did you watch Jen Shah go after Lisa Barlow on Twitter a couple weeks ago? And I got to tell you, you've always been a Lisa Barlow fan, but I am loving Lisa Barlow this season. Like what? I mean, truly, she handled herself so well on those comebacks on Twitter.
She's such a good housewife. She's such a good housewife, in my opinion. I know a lot of people are like, she hasn't proven herself yet. I think that she's an icon in the making, in my opinion.
I agree.
But I understand if people need to give her more time. I think I am like, there are some people that try to make some of her lines more iconic than they really are. Like, I don't know, like the Taco Bell. Like, I'm just like, okay, that's the least iconic thing about her, honestly. The Wendy's ad, that's all over Twitter. The Wendy's ad.
Oh my God. You're into sports, and tell me if this sports analogy works, is that Lisa Barlow is like a really good player with a bad team around her. Like she should be with a better team.
Ooh, okay. I'm trying to, for any of the NFL like people, I'm trying to think of a good player with a bad team. JJ Watt on the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she's a classic housewife. Really? You put her in something else. You guys, this is like going to be my thing now. It's not going to be Sophie's thing anymore. It's going to be mine. I'm a Bengals lover through and through, which I can't wait to show Sophie what she got for the holidays for me. Oh, wait. Bad news that happened today, too. Ashley unfollowed Luke Gulbranson on Instagram.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He still follows her, though.
I'm sad.
It seemed like it was going so well. Do you think he like tried to massage her or something? Or like, do you think he said something dorky? Or like, I feel so bad.
Maybe she got the ick. But if she unfollowed him, whenever someone unfollows the other person still follows them. I'm always thinking that it's the person who unfollowed who's like hurt by it all. So maybe Luke ended things with her. I don't know. We don't know.
I just wanted this so badly. Well, also because, well, then somebody had a theory. Amy, who listens to the show, said she was like, well, maybe they did this through the holidays because it was tough for Michael. So like during the holidays, she took him off the grid and stuff like that as a way to not rub it in his face over the holidays. But I don't think that's
an interesting theory.
Yeah. As we start winding down here, because this is a quick one, you guys. I wanted to really beg you, if you haven't already, I'll give you my Peacock login to watch Real Housewives of Miami. It is excellent.
Oh, I do have a Peacock login. Okay. I know. Everyone is saying that, and I'm really officially going to start.
This Lenny Hochstein is a fugly piece of slutty shit. And like this guy, he was on video. Queens of Bravo posted this. He traded Lisa Hochstein, a gorgeous 41. I mean, she's 41 year old. And like he did her boobs and all this stuff. He's like the boob guy. Trades her in for this 27 year old. They're at this Formula One party. She comes up to Lenny, who's with this 27 year old. The 27 year old licks her lips in the video at Lisa. It is so disgusting.
Wait, why does she lick her lips at her?
Like, haha, I got your man.
Ew.
Right?
That's a weird thing to do. It's not even.
Wait, you've got to look at it. Go to Queens of Bravo. You will be so grossed out by it. It is so gross. Also, I recommend. Did you watch Glass Onion yet on Netflix?
Yeah, it was cute.
It was cute.
So I liked the first one better. I mean, I'm not going to spoil it, obviously, for those who haven't watched it, but I think the twist in Knives Out was like such a good twist. Like you were like genuinely shocked. I feel like it was like less shocking in this one, but
it was just fun. I just thought it was just fun. It was like people having a good time. Yeah. Did you watch The Way of Water yet? Avatar?
You know what? I do want to watch it when it hits streaming. I'm going to watch it when it hits streaming, because like when it's eventually on Disney Plus, because like I will watch it a 4-hour movie if I can like scroll on my phone and like do other stuff. But sitting in a theater for a 4-hour movie right now just doesn't sound fun to me.
Well, it's already made over $1 billion and it's considered a failure, you guys. It's considered a box office bomb. It's only been out less than 2 weeks. It's made over $1 billion.
Was it supposed to make more than that?
Well, I mean, remember the first one is like the number one movie of all time. So they were what's that?
I thought it surpassed it. Did it not?
No, it did not, actually. In fact, well, and it's weird because the Chinese audience, it failed over in China because China is going through such a COVID surge right now that people didn't go out to actually see it like they expected them to. And I just thought it was wild that it's already a failure.
Yeah. And that's like a big, audience.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ultimate Girls Trip season 3 is about to come out in a couple months, but Ultimate Girls Trip season 4 is supposedly going to be an ex-wives club with 4 familiar faces and 4 new yet old ones. And there's potential of 4 locations. Here's the rumored cast. I want to know what you think of it. Vicky Gunvalson and Gretchen Rossi, Phaedra Parks and Eva Marcel, Brandi Glanville and Camille Grammer, and Caroline Manzo and Jacqueline Laurita.
Hmm. Wait, will you read it again? Actually, I want to.
The rumored cast is going to be Vicky Gunvalson and Gretchen Rossi, who Facetunes her nose out. Phaedra Parks and Eva Marcel from Atlanta. Brandi Glanville and Camille Grammer from Beverly Hills, and Caroline Manzo and Jacqueline Lurita from Jersey.
Wait, that's actually okay. On second read, that actually is kind of an iconic cast. They're bringing together Phaedra, Eva, Vicky, and Brandi, who were all on season, and they were electric together.
They were. Phaedra was so good.
They were electric. I know Camille, add Camille to the mix. Yes, obviously. I think that Jacqueline and Caroline Manzo, whoa, throwback. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. I'm into it too. So we'll see.
I'm way more excited for that cast than Giselle, Robin, Whitney, Heather. I'm like not that excited. I'm excited for Candace, Leah. Like,
well, I want to see, because Leah supposedly goes crazy, and I want to see what that was all about.
Did that end up being true that she threw elephant shit?
I don't think it was through elephant shit, but something did happen and it is bad. So I'm going to be curious to see what that is.
What was
like, I heard she did freak out on all the ladies. And from my understanding, her and Heather Gay gets into a big fight on Girls Trip.
Wait, was elephant shit just not involved at all?
No, elephant shit is, but it's not involved in the way, like they were all joking because they are around a bunch of elephant shit because they're riding elephants.
Okay.
So it was like, there is elephant shit as part of the show, but I don't think it was like, she's like throwing the shit at everybody, you know?
Okay. So there is an element.
There's an element of it. Real quick, Leo DiCaprio, if you guys were worried about his love life, he's landed on his feet. Lorenzo Lamas's daughter, he's dating now, who's 23 years old. Victoria Lamas, who is the 23-year-old daughter of Lorenzo Lamas and Playboy model Shauna Sands. So 23, we were worried because he was going with the Hadid girl who was in her 30s. So that was really old for him. But this seems more his speed, 23. So he's back to doing what he does best, dating really young girls. And he parties with Timothée Chalamet. Did you see that over the holiday of them showing up at a party in the car?
Yes. Like, I wonder what their body count is between the two of them.
Sophie, this is beyond, like, this is before your time, but it was like Leo DiCaprio used to have a thing called the Pussy Posse back in the day. And it was him, Tobey Maguire, Lucas Haas, and a bunch of guys. And they called themselves the Pussy Posse. I'm not joking, but I wonder if he tells like Chalamet of like, you're an honorary member of the Pussy Posse, Chalamet. Like, and it's probably. Like, but it looks like when your dad drops you off at a movie theater, like when you see him in the car together, like Leo's way too old to be hanging out with Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong.
I know, but wait, so I don't see it as much of a, let's go out and pick up some chicks. I see it more as like a mentor mentee situation, only because Timothy said that. Remember when he was like one of my favorite actors in the world, when he was like, he didn't say who it was, but don't do hard drugs, no superhero movies. And it turns out that that's advice that Leo like has given to multiple people in the past. But
No, you're totally right. And I think that's awesome. But I love that he's also instructing Chalamet in the ways of love, you know, and he goes never over 27, never over 27. Oh my God. Okay. And also I thought this was funny. Kristen Doty has a new podcast and she started it with this guy and they live in separate places and they met at a wedding for, one of their friends and now they're dating and they do a podcast together. And I'm like, this is so Doty. Like it almost makes me like Doty is so chaotic. She's now fallen in love with her podcast host, but she actually just did an article for an interview where she talked in the podcast about Jax Taylor was triggered by Pump Rules cameras at Sheena Shea's wedding. And I guess she says that he took it out on her and was mean to her. And I just love the thought of Jax being triggered by cameras at Sheena Shea's wedding. Of like, I'm like, come on, dude, you're courting the cameras. Stop, knock this off.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my God.
And she goes, I feel that he just took it out on everyone, that it was going to be emotionally triggering and it was going to be uncomfortable. I'm willing to say that it was emotionally triggering for me, but I think that was something Jax wasn't ready for. And therefore he took everything out on me. And hats off to Jax. He apologized to me after Mexico, just saying like, you know, he wasn't really prepared to sort of be around that show again when we're not on it. And I think that was like super fucking mature of him. And it was weird. It was hard. Can you imagine Dodi is giving Jax props for apologizing to her for being shitty to her in Mexico for not handling cameras.
Also, the reasoning that he's triggered because he doesn't want to let that into his life again. Like, no, he's
triggered. Go to the wedding.
He's clearly, obviously still very, very, very bitter that he's no longer on the show, obviously. And yeah. And he's a miserable, insecure narcissist. So yeah.
I didn't get to tell you this yet because it happened over the break, but somebody, thank you to Reddit for the people that stood up for me. Jax Taylor stole one of my memes and put it on his account and it really, I was just like, this motherfucker gets me to unblock him, follows me, and then he comments on all my stuff, and then he steals a meme, cuts out the picture in my thing, and then he also adds it to Twitter and puts it, and the only reason people were like, and then people had the gall to be like, did you steal from Jax? I'm like, who the fuck do you think, like, I would steal from Jax? Like, what are you, Jax is like fucking like Dane Cook, all this, like, not that I'm doing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? I can't
believe it didn't cross people's mind that the original content came from Jax and not you.
I was so offended.
Oh my god.
And lastly, you guys, serious, and I hope we can talk about this at an episode at more lengths, but I want to recommend this once again to watch this hour-long YouTube documentary on comedian Chris D'Elia called The Chris D'Elia Problem. Is that what it's called, Sophie? The Chris D'Elia Situation, The Chris D'Elia Problem.
It's the Chris
and
D'Elia
it
problem.
Really shows that this guy has not changed at all. Super creepy. Really has abused whatever power he has. And I think it's a really well done hour documentary, which I was like, are you going to cover this on your Substack? I mean, like, I was so curious what you were thinking about it, especially because you've talked about this guy before.
Yeah, he's a monster. And it was so much worse. I knew it was bad because I had read the court documents. And I knew from firsthand experience, because I had spoken to a 17-year-old girl who said that she had had a fling with Chris D'Elia personally, and this was years before anything came out. So I knew it to be true that he, preyed on high school age girls. But the fact that he wanted to be a cult leader, he wanted to have sex slaves. He even branded some of them.
People were tattooing.
Yeah.
All that stuff, the CD.
And he's a monster. And even people that had worked with him personally and had known him personally, talked for this documentary and were like, yeah, he had, one side of him, which was like the really funny, attracting lots of fans side, very personable. And then there's like the dark side of him. And he never drank. He has never smoked or done a drug or anything. He lives a fully sober lifestyle. So it makes sense that everyone kind of needs a vice.
Which is even creepier.
Which is creepy.
But that's even creepier, to be sober doing that to women and getting them drunk at that young of an age.
Drunk
plying them with booze.
Drunk high school girls. And these girls were like, yeah, I had like my high school prom photos on my Instagram, and he knew I was in high school. Like, he knew that these girls
that was the thing. Like, he would DM them immediately. Like, he would DM them, and he's really good with his word. So that's also creepy when somebody wants to keep out. He's still doing his podcast. He's still doing stand up, and I think it's gross. Also, I really recommend you guys listen to Tory Lanez's voicemail that came out a couple days ago. His voice conversation with Kelsey, Megan Thee Stallion's assistant, where he pretty much admits that he did do what he did and he was effing drunk. But we've got to start believing women in 2023. It's really, really crucial, because that court case, I'm so happy Megan Thee Stallion won it, but it still is so damaging to her career. And for what? Like, he lied for what? He kept this going for what? But go listen to that voicemail, because he admits pretty much everything that he did. I don't know if you got to hear that yet.
So. Yeah, and we already knew. We knew.
Yes. Okay, and finally, anything that you guys have been watching, UNH? What have you been enjoying entertainment wise? Besides, what are any good Liam Neeson movies on Netflix?
We've watched a ton of movies. Hold on. I wrote them down the other day. I got him into Emily in Paris, season 3.
Oh, no.
He loved it. And also, what else? We watched so many. Oh, wait, I found it. Okay. We've watched, oh, where'd it go? Oh, here it is. The Volcano on Netflix, which is about, it's a documentary about the volcano that erupted in New Zealand in 2019 while there were like tourists on the island, and 22 people died, and crazy documentary on Netflix. Bullet Train on Netflix, which I thought was fun.
Yeah, I want to see that actually. I do want to see that.
Fun. It was fun. Glass Onion. We watched Nope. We've already seen it, but it's on Peacock now. I've already watched this, but I love it. The Woman Who Wasn't There on Amazon Prime. It's a documentary about Tanya Head, the woman who lied about being a 9/11 survivor for like several years and became like the president of the Survivors Network.
That's
a documentary in Prime, The Woman Who Wasn't There. We watched The Mummy 1999 because that's just the best movie ever. That's
Brendan Fraser, yeah.
And we also watched Bones and All on Prime, Timothée Chalamet's new movie.
Yes, you told me about that, but you said you paid $20 to see it.
Yeah,
at your home.
We paid $20 for it. And yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it.
Yeah. Did you end up ever watching that Sherry Pepino thing that I recommended to you?
What's it called again?
It's on Hulu. It's like the Sherry Pepini story. It would like on Oxygen, but then they put it on like Peacock afterwards. But it's it's not like.
I couldn't remember what streaming network it was on.
I think I'm going to find out for you right now.
I also got a recommendation for us. Someone DM'd me. You and Ryan need to watch the docuseries, The Battle for Justina Pelletier on Peacock. It's wild. I want to hear your guys' take on it on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Oh, yeah. So this is on Peacock as well. It's called Sherry Pepini. Sherry Pepini, Lies, Lies, and More Lies.
Lies, Lies, and More Lies on Peacock. Okay, wait. And so this is also on Peacock. The Battle for Justina Pelletier.
Okay, so I'm going to watch that in the next 2 weeks, you guys. So we'll talk about it next time. Sophie, I hope you have the best start of the new year. I was very excited that you were able to talk today. Great start to my year talking to you. And you guys out there, please have the best start to your years as well. I know life is tough, but we're going to make 2023 even better than 2022, because 2022 kind of sucked for me in some ways. So let's make 2023 better. What else is coming out as you slowly get back into work and stuff like that? Will you be updating the Substack this week?
Yes, I will be. Just trying to keep on living. I really don't even want to think about work right now, because I've been enjoying kind of like the slow holiday.
You deserve that. Well, you'll be back to your place on Tuesday, right? So send me a picture when you get back, if you get my thing. So
Thanks, Ryan. And thanks
Happy
for being
New Year.
A great part of my 2022. I'm excited for all the new memories in 2023. And I hope it's just a happy and healthy year for everyone.
Yay. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Hulu. Their new reality series, Vanderpump Villa, is an unfiltered portrait of what it is like to work in the glamorous French countryside while striving to impress Lisa Vanderpump. As guests arrive for their lavish vacation, the Vanderpump Villa staff are pushed to their limits, ready to cater to every whim, all the while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Betches.